How many people were in the shop altogether? How many people worked for the time?
For the triangle, we had 1,500 machines.
1,500?
It was 900 machines on the ninth floor. I didn't like it. The foreman kind of liked me, liked my work, I suppose. So he wanted to put me up on the ninth floor, and I tried. I didn't like it. It was too much. It was 900 machines on the ninth floor.
The building itself, you said, was a square block?
A square block. It was a huge building.
And they occupied three whole floors, or maybe even four, you said, you weren't sure.
I don't remember. It was 8, 9, and 10. The 11th, I don't know. A lot of them escaped from the 11th floor, from the roofs.
They went upstairs
instead of going down. Across to other rooms.
Yes. Well, from the higher floors, I imagine they went. From the most victim, I think, was on the 8th floor, the floor that I worked on.
Is that where the fire
yes,
started?
Yes,
that
was the fire
floor?
Started on the 8th floor. And the most of it, the most tragedy was in the dressing room. They went for their clothes. In fact, I had a brand new suit because I was going to go out. I didn't go.
You were waiting for her, Mr. Mason?
Sure, I was waiting on 10.
Where were you? Were you near the vicinity? Or
no, no.
On Grand Street.
Well, were you hurt at the time the fire was?
Pardon me.
Were you injured? Were you?
No, not too bad.
Your hair was
singed.
No,
not well singed.
I mean, no bones. Nothing happened in the elevator being crushed.
No. Oh, black and blue marks, but not.
You must have had some considerable shock, though.
But I couldn't go to work.
When was it? How long did it take before you went back to work in the shop?
Well, I had to go back to make a living. And I went up to, every time I went up to a place, I looked around and I said, oh, too many boxes, you know, shipping too many boxes in case of fire. I'll never forget, I went up on an 18th floor and I looked around, it was so crowded with boxes, and I went there.
Mm-hmm. Right after the fire, you probably took part in the mass meetings.
Yeah,
and all the commotion as if that were resulted from the fire.
But my dear man, you know it's 46 years, 47 years.
It was the anniversary a little while ago.
Yeah, the 25th of March.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then, did you participate, were you active politically at the time? Did you?
Not too much. I was a greeno.
You went to the funeral?
Oh, I used to go, sure, but I belonged then to the union. I went to the union, you see. Mm-hmm. But not too much that you can make history about that.
Yeah. Did you go to the funeral?
No, couldn't.
You were still in the same shop?
I know I couldn't see it. I just couldn't see it, but I'll tell you what I would. I was there in 1950 in New York. I liked to go in the cemetery. I have a friend of mine, each time she goes to New York, she didn't work there. She goes to the cemetery. I understand there was one stone.
One stone for everybody.
For everybody.
Mm-hmm.
There is, near me was a Italian family, old family, two sisters, two girls and a mother, the three of them. They all three have brains.